Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger's back. Pam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 15 years she's been hanging out with us. President of Unity Marketing, author of all the important books on retail, including Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, Luxury Marketing Disrupted, Meet the Henry. She coined the term Henry's, High Earners Not Rich Yet. And we turn to her when we want to know what's really going on out on the pavement, out on Main Street, where the bell rings over the door. Pam, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's good to be with you. And Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
You too, Pam. It's always fun to have you on the show. So, Pam, give us a postmortem. Give us the report on the last holiday season that we just finished. How'd it go?
Well, MasterCard came out day after Christmas with their findings that retail rose 3.4%, which was right. You know, it was the low end of the predictions. I mean, NRF will come out a little bit later, but you know, I think that's a really good indicator.
3.4% growth. That's not off the charts, but that's solid, isn't it?
Well, it looks at first blush, it looks solid, but when you drill down into the data, what you find is that virtually all of that growth is coming from e-commerce and digital marketing.
I was going to ask you, the bell over the door didn't ring as much.
No, it really didn't, and it really, I think, sets up a very difficult perspective for retail, Main Street retail in 2020. I mean, the statistics, one of the interesting predictions came from UBS, the accounting firm.
Uh-huh.
They said with every 1% market share that e-commerce takes from in retail, about 8,000 to 8,500 stores are going to have to close.
Wow.
Are going to close as a result. Now, today, e-commerce represents about 15 to 16% of the total retail market.
Mm-hmm.
By 2026, they expect it to account for about 25%. So if you think about it, I mean, we really
are.
People hate that retail apocalypse narrative.
Right.
But, you know, we're looking at the potential of a tremendous amount of store
How much
closures.
Of that, though, is going to be ameliorated by the actual Main Street stores doing their own e-commerce? I mean, some of that growth in e-commerce came from the local from the local retailers who were doing online work, who were doing online selling. They're
yeah,
either selling,
but
they're
know,
selling on Amazon,
I
or they're selling on
for,
they're doing their own thing.
Well, you know, yes, a lot of Main Street retailers are now are setting up in the Amazon marketplace and trying to sell there. But, you know, Amazon has everything stacked against the independent marketplace vendor, and everything stacked for
them. And they don't play fair, I can tell you from personal experience.
No.
They do not play fair.
No, they do not play fair. And so I feel, you know, and fulfilling, I mean, running a successful e-commerce business, that isn't to say a small independent retailer can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole different ball game than running a
store. It's different nature from being face to face with the out front when the bell rings over the door. It's a different
exactly
nature,
exactly
different,
and I think that to me that's the area that, you know, that personal connection is the place that I think that's what draws people into retail to open
mm-hmm.
a store in the first place. They
mm-hmm.
want that personal connection,
right.
And I think that is really where independent retailers can really shine, because, you know, you talk a lot about the analog human beings.
Yep.
That we are, you know, as much as we're conducting our
and
lives
always will
digitally
be.
Today. Yeah, we're first, foremost, and forever analog human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, the real secret of how independent retailers and any Main Street, you know, business can really succeed and thrive in the future is by playing to the strength of that multi-sensory experience, the emotional side, the personal side, for right. the consumer, for the customer.
Right. Well, it's the interesting thing is going to be how this is going to impact Main Street America. What do you think?
Well, I think unless, you know, retailers really start to understand that retail today is a people business, not a product business. They're not in the business of selling mm-hmm. product. They're really in the mm-hmm. business of serving people and fulfilling human needs of people. But that's where they're going to, that's how they're going to succeed, and that's where they're going to find their ability to compete online, you know, against the online onslaught.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the way they can help themselves, though, draw people to them is maybe not, and as you've heard me say before, Pam, and you do this too, you don't have to win the race with Amazon, but you do have to be in the race. So if you want people to come in your store,
right.
the first time
right.
they're going to try to find you and even know if you exist, believe it or not, folks, is whether you have an online footprint that's relevant to them. If you can show
exactly.
them that you've got something and that you've got values and you're the kind of company they want to hang out with, they'll shop around on your website and then come to see you. What do you think, Pam? I mean, that's
right, right.
that's how
I agree with
the people who save themselves on Main Street are going to have to do that, aren't they?
Right. Well, I mean, it's just essential that you have a presence, that you be online. But that doesn't mean you have to sell everything or even sell anything online. But you
right.
absolutely have to be found in the mobile world and in the tablet world. You have to have. I mean, I find so many specialty retailers that I work with, or and I research because I research that area all the time. So many of them haven't even claimed their Google website
yeah.
and their Google listing, and that Google listing is your mobile. It's the directory.
It's like not being in the phone book 30 years ago, and
exactly.
So the
and
thing,
it's a simple process.
Well, that's right. But you mentioned just a minute ago that is so important, folks. If you don't have a mobile optimized site, either your site it defaults to mobile automatically, or you have a separate mobile site, as I do. If you don't have that, you are irrelevant
right.
today. What do you think, Pam? Last thoughts?
Oh, I agree so profoundly. It's
yeah.
it's so essential. And I talk to retailers. They say, "Oh, well, we built our new website, 5 years ago, and it's fine
it's
with
not,
us." And,
it's
and
not
it,
optional,
and it's a real
folks.
Hurdle, but
you can't argue with this. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back. We're going to talk about something associated with this after the break. See you with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.